Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Dalid. We're going to begin with some stories about Buria, Eshes Rameir, and it's all I got into today. The daf is going to teach us to take advantage of every moment of life and inform us of the therapeutic value of learning Torah. It's one giant daf yomi coincidence that within a couple of weeks of Shavuos, we spent a lot of time discussing how to be mekabel the Torah, how to retain the Torah, how to learn Torah. The Gemara is going to discuss the importance of learning out loud. The rest of Amud Aleph is going to go through a lot of important midos that are necessary for success in Talmud Torah and Torah learning. The Gemara then is going to bring several sources and Mishalim to emphasize the importance of Chazara in learning Torah. And in that context is going to describe how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. Originally, how we were given the Torah, how the Masorah began. The Rambam quotes this Gemara in the Hakdamah to the Perush HaMishnayos. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to emphasize the importance of making mnemonics to remember one's learning. And that leads to three ways to understand the Pasuk of Lo B'Shamayim Hi. But again, all about Talmud Torah. Everything's going to be about Talmud Torah. So we're at the two dots, four lines from the bottom, Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Avakazel Borcha Ashkei LeBruria. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was walking on the road and he found Bruria, the wife for a mayor. Amrullah Be'ezo Derech Nelich Lulud. So he said to Bruria, what's the best way to get to Lud? Amrullah Galili Shotesh. So she berated him. She said, Galili, you fool. Lo kach amru chacham altar besicha meisha. Don't you know what the Mishnah says, that you're not allowed to speak too much to a woman? Hailech alomar Be'ezo Lulud. You should have been Mekater. You shouldn't have said Be'ezo Derech Nelich Lulud. You should have just said Be'ezo Lulud. And that would have been a shorter way of saying it. And that's how you speak to a woman. The Ben Yoyada suggests that typically the way we understand this is the number of words that he used was the problem. That's what she was upset about. That why did he say Be'ez HaDerech? But the truth is, you're always supposed to speak B'Derech Ktsara, not only to a woman, a person Shalom Yalamid Adam L'Tamidav. Derech Ktsara, the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. It says probably the thing that was offensive to her was that he said Nelech. Nelech is B'Lashon Rabbim, as if we're going to go together. So that's not a proper way to speak to a woman, as if he's going to walk with her together to Lud. That's entirely inappropriate. Even though that wasn't his intention, his intention was to speak b'derech anava, as we just learned the other day, that when a person speaks in plural, even when he's only speaking about himself, that's a derech anava. But nevertheless, that's not a way to speak to a woman, to make it sound like that they're going together. So this is this issue of sicha im isha is something that the achronim talk a lot about in the sefer Derech Pikudecha in mitzvah lamed hey. He says about this halacha that it's kemat davar she'iyav shali zoher. It's something that's very, very difficult for a person to be nizar karaui about, to count your words and say, make sure there's no sfas yes, or you're not saying anything at all extra. And he says the hamonam, they think this is a joke. They don't think this is an avera at all. And they even speak to reschok and leitzanus with women. And they think that anyone who's machmer and this is just a midas chasidus. But here they are, everyone's is being overall divrei chazal without thinking that they're doing anything wrong. But he says, I don't really have a kasha on the hamonam. He says, va'aleya main tema, that's not my problem. Ki lo yavino divrei chazal. People, what do they know from divrei chazal? Av mena tema al ba'le Torah v'yiras Hashem. Sha'av heimenim nisarim bazel, lishkol bepelis hadiburim shemedabrim me'isha. That what about the talmidei chachamim that also don't cheshbin how much they speak to women? So there is a discussion, Sefer Chassidim, according to Beis Shmuel, in Simon Samuch Beis, Nevin Ezer, says that by Yisudas Chasana, when there are nashim v'nashim b'cheder echad, when you have men and women all together, shmuzing together, lo yomru b'birch sazimun baruch sha'asimcha b'mono. You can't say sha'asimcha b'mono at the zimun, because kaviyachol ain simcha, there's no simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Yetzer Hara is sholet. So the Levush on the spot writes, a much celebrated comment of the Levush, he says, Achshav ain isharim b'zeh, we're not careful about that anymore, about not saying HaSimcha b'mono, just because there are men and women in the room together. And he says it could be because Nashmar Murgalos Benenu Harbe, that we our streets are full of women, and we no longer have a society where women aren't in the workforce, where women aren't out in the market. So we're used to seeing women a lot more, and therefore it's it causes less hirhuri avera because of rov hergelon, because we are so used to it. So Derek Pigudacha says, if I want to come up with a limud zchus on our generation, that would be the limud zchus, that nowadays we're not as mispoil anymore from seeing women around, and therefore the measuring of the words is not something people are that careful. Then he emphasizes it's just a limud zchus. I'm not saying that you should do this l'chadchil, that you should talk too much to women, but just a limud zchus. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Bruria ashkach de lehu talmuda dava kagaris b'lchisha. Bruria found one of the Talmidim learning quietly. But Shabbe, she kicked him. Amrle, lo kach kasuv. Don't you know what the pasuk says? Arucha b'kol u'shmura im arucha b'ramach evarim shalach mishtameres v'imlav v'ene mishtameres. If the Torah is evident in all of your limbs, meaning if you're moving, if it causes life to come, so then it's going to be guarded. Otherwise, it's not going to be guarded. Person has to learn with shuckling and with a call and with fervor. So that's the only way the Torah is going to be mishtameres in a person. There's a discussion about shuckling when a person learns. In the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pinchas, it says that Shol Rabbi Abbas Rabbi Shimon Ma'otam Shein Misnanim Shein Misnanim B'Shas Halimud Eli Yisrael V'Adam B'Shas Shoskim B'Torah Misnanim L'Kan U'L'Kan. Obviously, that's not the lashon of the Zohar. That's how it's quoted. But why is it that you see people studying biology and you don't see shuckling, and you see people studying math and they're not shuckling, but people are studying Torah and they're always shuckling, they're always moving their body when they're studying Torah. It's as if they can't sit still. So the response Rabbi Shimon says is that the shuckling is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. It's the difference between Nishmas Yisrael and Nishmas Hagoyim. The neshamas of Yisrael are Me'aner HaKadosh HaDolek. It's like a lit candle. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. It's the candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the candle flickers. The candle jumps. So when our neshamas get excited, when we're learning Torah, we're involved in our neshamas get excited, so we jump a little bit. Our entire body begins to move. That's how the Zohar explains. In the Sefer HaKuzari, he gives a very natural explanation of why it is that we shuckle. He says that the Omer HaKuzari Eshaloscha Hatei Dalama Masanim HaYehudim Bekriyas HaYivris. Why are the Melech asks, why are Jews always shaking when they're reading Hebrew? So Vehevi Shieshi Shivu Shumishum HaChom HaTivi Ach L'dayto Eino Mitam Zeh. So he says, some say it's this natural warmth that we have, this flickering candle, but he doesn't think so. Elohu l'fishen is'afsha l'kama mi'Yisrael l'kro pe'echad, nis'afsha sh'yizkabtu asor v'yoseh b'sefer echad. It used to be that they didn't have that many svarim, so everyone would have to lean over the same sefer. So they have one sefer put out there, and they have 10 people learning from one sefer. So one guy would lean over, and then he'd read what he has to read, and he'd stand back up to try to commit it to memory, and give the other guy a turn to lean over and read what he has to read, and then he would stand, and then the next guy would lean over. So everyone was always leaning over to read, and then getting up to give the next guy a turn. So that's the way the Torah was learned when we didn't have too many svarim before the invention of the printing press. So says the Kuzari, and that's why we still do it, because the children saw that's the way their parents learned. So that became the Masarif. That's the way their parents learned. That's the way they began to learn. So it sounds like not so satisfying that's what the shuckling is. It's just an accident of history, but it's also pretty inspiring that's the way Talmud Torah works. The Talmud Torah works with the Masorah, that we do something hundreds of years later because that's the way we saw the father do it. That's the way we saw the grandfather do it. That's the way we saw the Torah was being learned. That our Masorah is that strong, that we mimic the previous generations in how to learn Torah, in our body language even, when we learn Torah. Okay, so the Gemara says further, now Tana, Talmud Echad Rabbi Elazar Shoyeshona Shoshana B'Lachash. Rabbi Elazar had a Talmud that was learning quietly. L'achar Gim L'shonim Shachach Talmud. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. So Tana, Talmud Echad Rabbi Elazar Shoshana B'Shreifa L'makom. Rabbi Elazar had a Talmud that was Chayv Shreifa L'makom. Amru Hinichlo Adam Gadol Shimesh. And they said, leave him alone. In Shemaim, they said, leave him alone. He was Mishamish Nadam Gadol, and the Zuchus of being Mishamish Nadam Gadol is should work for him to save his life. In the Binayahu, he says, why do we have to mention that he's a Talmud Rabbi Lazar? Just say Talmud Echad, that he was Meshamish Talmud Echad. Why do you have to mention that it was Rabbi Lazar? So he says, Dafka Rabbi Lazar, Talmud Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov is Mishnoso Kavinaki, which means he always taught people in the shortest and clearest language possible. So Lefi Derech HaTeva, when things are taught in a concise and clear way, they are not easily easily forgotten. And so that we learned that yesterday that Bnei Yehuda, because they're medayik b'lashonam, they're maniach simanim, and that's how taludim eskayim biyadim. That's how they were able to remember, by saying things clearly, by being precise in their language. So the Gemara is telling us that this Talmud was the Talmud of Blazer ben Yaakov. So he was mekabel his learning from the person from who he should have remembered it the most, who it's the easiest to remember it from. So it should not be forgotten at all. And nevertheless, it didn't help. He still forgot it. So that's why he's in the Sky of Shreif al-Makov, because he had every opportunity, and even given the special opportunity he had to learn from Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he still forgot his learning. So he was chayv shreifa, but because he was mishamish tamid chachamim, that's how great the zechus of being mishamish tamid chachamim is. Now the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos, how do I know that even if one person sits and learns, Hashem gives him schar? Shneimar yeshev badad vayidom. That vayidom, that when a person is silent, it sounds like. So the Magen Avos of the Rashbi, it's quotes from the Rambam in what does it mean vayidom? It means that you say very quietly, but not that it's mamish silent. The Rambam doesn't mean that you're completely silent. It's just you're motzi the dvar mipiv. You do say it. But because you have to say it, that's the way to learn. You have to say it out loud. That's what we're learning from our sugya. But he said that you say it in an undertone. But Rabbi Yonah says that the mission of us is dealing with someone who's lomid b'shtiko machshava b'lvad. He's learning quietly, only scanning with his eyes, only learning in his mind. But he's not actually saying it. And the mission is emphasizing that how do I know that even such a person has schar? Meaning it may not be the tachlis limurat Torah, may not be the ideal limurat Torah, but it's still limurat Torah. That even when a person is not saying anything out loud, it's still going to be a kiyum of Talmud Torah. That's the way the Gra assumes as a davar pashut in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says that he discusses whether you make a birchas haTorah when you're lomid behirhur. So the Shulchan Aruch says mahar b'divrei Torah, you don't make a birchas haTorah in Simon Mem Zayin. Mishaburah says because hirur is einu kedibur. Says the Grub, the pashtos, obviously there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah behirhur, the higisa is behirhur, the hagil nibi. He says he doesn't understand why it is that you wouldn't make a birchas haTorah. It's certainly a key mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Armalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda shin apsach said, open your mouth and learn psukim, open your mouth and learn mishnayis, so that you could be mekuyim in you, the pasuk of Torah Chai, that your Torah is going to be a living Torah. It means someone who's motzi bipeh, someone who verbalizes, whose Torah learning is audible, so such Torah learning is going to stick with him. He says you better eat up fast, drink up fast, because the world that we're in right now is like a wedding, and you got to take advantage of the opportunity that you have to enjoy whatever you can. So Rashi understands that this relates to Inyani El Mabzeh. If you have money, use your money, because once a person dies, you're not going to be able to use your money anymore, so you might as well use it now. Whereas the Meiri understands that this is referring to Inyani El Haba, that the Chachma is Nimshala La Achila, the positive is the Chulach Mubala, and we find that in Masechet Babasa as well, that that Chachma is compared to Basar. In Babasa Dav Chav Beis, as Rav Ada Bar Abba would always say to the Chachamim, that it's better to learn Torah by Rava than it was by Abaye, because the mashal he gave is instead of going eating bones by Abaye, you should, meaning Yishalol the Sova, in a way that doesn't satisfy you, Vovichlu Basar Shamin Itzal Rava, you should come and eat fat meat by Rava, fatty meat by Rava. So we see that there's such a concept that Talmud Torah is compared to eating. So Chatov Ve'achol, says the Meiri, is learn constantly and make sure you don't even waste a single moment from learning, because this world is considered like a chuppah, where it's a simcha of veris, it's a short amount of time, take advantage, you only have a wedding once, hopefully. And the Mishnah Navel says, Al Tomer L'Kshef Ne'esh N'Hashem L'Tifne, don't wait till later, you never know when you can have time later on to learn. Amalei Rav L'Rav Amnuna B'ni, Yem Yesh Tcha Ketiv Lach, She'ein B'Shol Tanuk Ve'ein L'Mavis Hismameya. If you have it, it should be good for you, because there's no enjoyment in the grave, and there's no and you're not going to be able to do this once a person dies. You're not going to have time to wait to push off death. V'im Tomer Aniach L'Bni. And if you're going to say, no, I want to leave over for my children, Chok B'Shol Miyagadach. There's no sense in trying to leave over to your children. They'll fend for themselves. They'll be independent themselves. They'll figure out. They'll have the ability to support themselves. So again, Lefi Rashi, this is all in Gashmius. Don't bother trying to say, I have to make more money so I can leave over enough for my children. Your children will make a parnasa. They'll figure out a way to make a parnasa themselves. You have to you enjoy what you can in this world. The Miri says this relates to Gashmius in the pursuit of Ruchnius. The person shouldn't say, I can't be learning, I can't be doing mitzvahs because I have to work so hard to make a parnasa so that I can leave over for my children. No, that shouldn't be an excuse to avoid learning oneself. A person can leave a different kind of Yerusha to his children. It doesn't always have to be a lot of money. A Yerusha of a heritage of Torah learning and of tzidkus and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim is a richer heritage. Amar Bishur ben Levi, Amahalech b'derech ve'eini mol levaya. If a person is traveling on the road and he doesn't have any accompaniment, Yasuk b'Torah, so you should learn Torah. Shnemar ki livyas chein heim. Chash b'rosho, if a person has a headache, yasuk b'Torah. Learn Torah. Shnemar ki livyas chein heim l'roshecha. Chash b'grono, if a person's throat hurts him, yasuk b'Torah. Shnemar v'anakum l'gagro secha. Chash b'meyav, if his stomach hurts, yasuk b'Torah. Shnemar refuels to l'sarcha. Chash b'atzmosav, yasuk b'Torah. Shnemar v'shakvay l'atzmosecha. Chash b'kol gufo, yasuk b'Torah. If he has his whole body hurts him, so learn Torah. Shnemar l'kol b'saru merape. Amar v'di b'rabichia, bo re'esh lokum nisakonish baruch midas basar v'dam. We see from here how different Hashem's refuels are than human beings' refuels are. Midas basar v'dam adam nosin sam l'chaveru l'zeh yafal l'zeh kasha. By basar v'dam, a person gives a medicine to his friend, so it's good for this, it's bad for that. Two possibilities what that means. It's good for part of your body, but it has side effects for other parts of your body, or it's good for one person, it's bad for another person. What will heal one person will kill another person. But Avol Hakadosh Baruch Hu Einu Kein Nosan Torah L'Yisrael Sam Chayim L'Kol Gufo Shenemar L'Kol B'Saru Merape. That when it comes to the Torah is a refuah for the entire body and for everybody, and it doesn't have any negative side effects. It's all positive when a person learns Torah. The Marsha raises the kash over here that the Gemara Masech Shavuos of Tezvav and Beis quotes from Shimon Levi that asul l'israpos b'divrei Torah, that if a person is not feeling well, you're not allowed to try to achieve refuah through divrei Torah. Yet our Gemara is saying chash brosho, chash meiv, chash begrono, chash bekol gufo. What are you doing? Not feeling well? Use Torah as your refuah. So the Marsha says the isser is only if you're using it b'derech refuah. But if you're using it b'derech limud, using it like b'derech skula, person has an ailment, so he starts saying a pasuk, thinking that that's going to help and that's going to give him a refuah. To use it b'derech skula like a trick, that's entirely inappropriate. But if you're using the Torah, just you're learning Torah, you're learning Hashem's Torah, so it happens to be that it has this effect, this overwhelmingly positive effect on a person's health. He also suggests that maybe there's a difference between chash brosho versus someone who needs a refuah. Chash brosho means you have a headache. It doesn't mean that a person is genuinely sick. The Me'iri says that it doesn't mean kipshuto, that divrei Torah is actually going to make your head feel better. It means to say that if a person is a cholosh hateva, a person by nature is a little bit weaker, he's choshesh, that learning is going to make him even weaker, so you shouldn't worry about that when he learns Torah. Learn Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. You don't have to worry that you're going to become weakened by the learning of Torah. Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Shuvas in Ha'elef al Chashlomo Sim Shinun Ches explains that the refuah is al yidei the kaparas avonos, that a person suffers because of averus that we have, and Torah is a great kapara. We know that Torah is that learning karbanos is a kapara because it's as if you brought all the karbanos. But he says no, any asek in Torah of any topic is all a kapara for various averos, and once with mechaper avonos, so then it's going to work as a refuah. Then whatever ailments we're suffering because of the averos are going to mimela go away. Amar Rabbi Ami, Vaiter the Gemara, first very wide line. Amar Rabbi Ami, Ma'idach Siv Kinayim Kitishmeim Bevitnecha Yichonu Yachtav Al Svasecha, Emosai Divrei Torah Ni'imim, when is Divrei Torah pleasant? Bizmash Tishmeim Bevitnecha, when we're able to protect them in our bellies, meaning we're able to keep them, we don't forget the Torah. Emosai Tishmeim Bevitnecha, so So what's the Eitzah to not forget Torah? B'zman she'ikonu yachtav al sfasecha. That's when we're able to say it out with our lips. Rabbi Zeira amar mehecha, simcha le'ish b'man apiv, v'davar b'ito matov. Amos, I simcha le'ish, when is a person truly happy? B'zman she'ma'ana b'piv, when he has ma'ana b'piv, when he's able to say over the Torah. Lishnachrina, Amos, I simcha le'ish b'ma'ana piv. Others have it as follows. Where is a person going to find happiness in what comes out of his mouth? B'zman she'davar b'ito matov. When the kind of Torah that he's learning relates to that zman, when he has when he learns in Yonad Yoma on let's say the Moadim, he learns Hilchas Chag B'Chag, or a person has a Daf Yomi coincidence that gives a little extra spring in the step. So it's a Simcha B'Piv when he has a when it's Davar B'Ito, when it's something that's appropriate for that time. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehecha Ki Karav Elecha Davar Meod B'Ficha V'Vav Chalasoso Emos I Karav Elecha. When is Torah close to us? When it's in our hearts and mouths to do it. Ravar Mehacha Tavas Libo Nasata Lasoso emphasizes probably not just that we're learning, but that we put our learning into action, that we know how to put our learning into Halacha Lamaisa. Ravar Mehacha Tavas Libo Nasata Lavaresh Sasabal Manatasela Amos I Tavas Libo Nasatalo. When is a person's heart's desire is given to him? Pizmansha Resh Sasabal Manatasela. When his, again, when his mouth is speaking in Divrei Torah. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following stira, Ksiv Tavas Liba Nasatalo, Uksiv Aresh Sfasa Bal Manatasela, Zacha Tavas Liba Nasatalo. If a person has Mazel Tov, Rashi says, so he's going to get his Tavas Libo when he wants something, he's going to get it, he's not even going to have to ask for it. Lo Zacha Aresh Sfasa Bal Manatasela. If he's not Zacha, he's going to have to wait to ask for it. It's going to have to be Aresh Sfasa, it's going to have to be something that he requests, it's not going to be given to him before even asking for it. Tana de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol Makom Shemar Netzach, Sela, Va'ed, Ein Lo Hefzik Olamis. There are certain key words that mean that something is everlasting. Netzach, Sela, and Va'ed always mean that something is everlasting. Netzach Tichsiv, Ki Lo Li Olam Ariv, V'lola Netzach Ektsov. So from context we see that Netzach means forever. Sela Tichsiv, Kasher Shemanu Keinu Inu Bi'ar Hashem Tzvakos Bi'ar Lekeinu Lekim Yichon Ne'a Ad Olam Sela. So again, Sela is Ad Olam, it's forever. And Va'ed Tichsiv, Hashem Yimloch Li Olam Va'ed, that Hashem will always rule Li Olam Va'ed. So by all three of these words, they're juxtaposed with Olam or Li Olam. So we see they all must therefore mean forever. Simon Anakum Lachiv Luchos Charos. Amar Avos Maidich Siv Anakum Legargar Osecha. What does the pasuk mean when it says Anakum Legargar Osecha, like necklaces? So Imesim Adam Atzmo Ka'anak Zeh Sharaf Al Atzavar. If a person makes himself like a necklace that is loose around the neck, and v'nira ve'enu nira, it's sometimes visible, sometimes not visible. Rashi says that a person has a long beard, so if he's wearing a necklace, sometimes you see it when he picks up his head, when his head is down, it's like his tie knot, right? A person has a long beard, sometimes you see that it's there, sometimes you don't see that it's there. So that's nira ve'enu nira, that the necklace is sometimes seen, sometimes not seen. So then Talmudim Miskayim Biyadav, a person is like that, that he's loose around the neck, and he's nira ve'enu nira, then Talmudim Miskayim Biyadav. So what does that mean exactly? So the Iyayam says that it means that, well, Rashi already said nira ve'enu nira, that sometimes you have to be out in the shuk, and sometimes you don't have to be out in the shuk, meaning a person shouldn't feel like he has to be at every party, at everything, he always has to be hanging out with people and socializing. No, you have to have time where you have to yourself, where you're able to learn, otherwise you're not going to be able to become a Talmud Chacham, no matter how smart you are. A person has to dedicate the necessary time to be able to learn. At the same time, a person also has to be Mu'urav Mabriel, so he has to be nira ve'enu nira, he has to be accessible at some points and available for other people, and some points he has to close himself off a little bit. Sometimes it's okay to shut off the cell phone and just be involved in learning. In the Iyayam, he says the little bit the person has to go out is lahavi parnasa lebeso. The Talmud Chacham has to go out to earn a living. So that's the like the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Hayom Beis from Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig behem minug derech eretz, that we do like Rabbi Shmuel, where we have to earn a living also, not like Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, that bizman she saw lots from Son Shalom that we can just trust that our malach is going to be done by other people. No, we have to work ourselves to earn a living. The Gaon Yaakov says nira is not going on the Talmud Chacham, it's going on the Torah. That sometimes you should make your Torah out there and accessible for everybody to see, and sometimes you have to hold back a little bit. What are situations you have to hold back? So there there are different Gemaras in Shas that talk about when it's appropriate to hold back a little bit of Torah by a dor that Divrei Torah is not chavivim aleihem, that they don't love Divrei Torah. The Medrash of Mishlei says, Amra blazim risa dor shechavivim alav Divrei Torah yafotzu mayinosech lechutza v'im lav yul chalavadcha ve'in lezari mitcha. If you see that they're not going to appreciate it, so then you don't stuff it down people's throats. But when Torah is shchucha miklal Yisrael and people aren't going to listen, the Medrash says, Hillel Zaken said, b'shas hamechansin pazer u'b'shas hamefazrin kanes. When you see that the Torah is chaviv al Yisrael and everyone is happy with it, so then be mefazer, go spread Torah. But otherwise, not everyone's going to listen, so then be machnes. Or you have a Talmud that's not higia lahora, so he has no business spreading Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, daf yutes, ki rabim chalolim hipila. A Talmud that shalo higia lahora umora is a very sad thing. That's atsumim kalarugel. That brings the downfall of a person if he's not higia lahora and he tries to be a mora halacha. Or when one's Rebbe is around, the halacha is that what calls man that your Rebbe is around, so you're not supposed to go around paskening the halachas that the Rebbe is supposed to be paskening. Okay, v'im lav, and if you don't do this, if you don't act like a necklace, ain't tamud miskayim biyada, then this Torah is not going to be lasting. V'am rav lazer ma'iduch siv lechiyav karugas habosem, that his cheeks are like an arugas habosem, imesim adamasmo karugazu, shakol dashimba, if you become like a path in a field that everyone tramples on, meaning you humble yourself and don't worry about the fact that people aren't giving enough respect, ukabosem zesh, shakol mispasman ba, and you're like a bosem, you're like spices that everyone smells the sweet fragrances from, I mean, you allow people to enjoy your Divrei Torah, Talmud Meskai, and then the Torah is going to stick with the person. V'im lav ain't Talmud Meskai, otherwise ain't Talmud Meskai. So a person has to be humble, and he has to let other people have a type of personality that other people will enjoy being around him. V'amr blazer, my duchsiv luchos even, what does the pasuk mean when it says luchos even? So luchos mean tablets, but it's also from lashon lechayayim, of the cheeks. Im adam esim atzmos lechiyav ke'even zu, she'ena nimchis, Talmudim Miskayim Biyadov. If his cheeks are like a stone that never gets rubbed out, so then it's Talmudim Miskayim. V'im lav ain't Talmudim Miskayim Biyadov. V'am lavaz ma'iduchsiv charos al luchos. What does it mean engraved on the luchos? Ilmale lo nishtar b'luchos arishonos lo nishtach l'torah miyisrael. Had the first luchos not been broken, then Torah never would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. See, there's a certain bracha of shichacha also, meaning on the one hand, we'd like to be able to remember everything. It would be wonderful to remember everything. Sometimes shichcha is a bracha, particularly when it comes to Talmud Torah. We have to work hard to be able to remember Torah, but the fact that we have to work hard in order to be able to remember Torah is a great bracha, because that means that more of our time is going to be dedicated toward Avodas HaKodesh, toward learning Hashem's Torah, and toward infusing our lives with Divrei Torah. So if you have a person who could read it once and then remember it forever, and that's it, so now he has it, so he's never going to read it again, so that he's not going to have the same experience of Talmud Torah, the Torah is not going to have the same impact on him as someone who has to actually work at it and review the Torah in order for him to remember it. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Ein Kol Umah V'Lashon Sholetes Ben Shnemar Charos Al Tikri Charos El Cherus. Now, when a person learns Torah, he's a free man. No Umah V'Lashon is going to have any sway over him. Amar Rav Masa Ma'idichsiv Umi Midbar Matana Im Meisim Ad Masa Ke Midbar Ze Shakol Dashin Bo Talmudim Eskayim Biyadav. A person makes himself like a midbar that people could trample all over him, and then his Talmud Meskayim Biyado, then his learning is going to stay with him. V'im lav ain't Talmud Meskayim Biyado. Otherwise, his learning is not going to stay with him. Rava Beredra, so Anivus is always one of the most important middos that we emphasize the Talmud Torah, and it starts with Har Sinai, the most humble of all places. Anivus is critical for Talmud Torah. The Divrei Torah compared to water, the Gemara says that water always finds the lowest spot. It always goes down. Again, as we've learned recently, unfortunately, the water always will fill the basement first, and then it goes. Right, it always goes to the lowest spot. So the Divrei Torah always go down to the person who puts himself the lowest, the person who has that sense of anivus. One should be very, very suspicious of any person who's a Talmud Chacham who seems to be a Balgaiva. Very suspicious of such people. A person the derech of our Talmid Chachamim, of real Balei Torah, is that they were all very humble. Rava Breid Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Havali Milsa Rav Yosef Badei. Rava Breid Rav Yosef Bar Chama Tanama had a dispute with Rav Yosef. So it came Erev Yom Kippur. He says, okay, now is a good time to ask for mechila. So he saw that Rav Yosef Shamish was pouring him a drink of wine. So he said, let me do it. Let me pour him the wine. Yavle Mazge. So he came and he poured the wine for him. Kiditame, when Rav Yosef tasted the wine, Amar Dami Haimaziga Lemaziga the Rava Bered Rav Yosef Barchama. So Rav Yosef immediately said, this wine tastes like the wine of that was diluted by Rava Bered Rav Yosef Barchama. He must have had a unique recipe or something, a unique way of doing it. And Rav Yosef was able to figure it out. Rav Yosef was blind; he couldn't just look and see. Rav Yosef was blind, so he had to figure it out that way. So Amalei Anahu, he said, yeah, that's me. I'm the guy. Amalei Lo Tesva Karecha Dem Farshli Hani Krai. So apparently he forgave him because right away he said, okay, wait, let's learn now. Now that we're talking again, so let's learn. Do you not let us sit down until you tell me how to touch up the following psukim? My Dechsev Midbar Matanim Matanim Nachliel Minachliel Bamos and Bamos Agai. What does the Torah describe? What is the message of all of the various places that we traveled in the Midbar? Amalei Imadim Esim Atzmo. It's all about the Torah. Imadim Esim Atzmo Kimidbar Zesh. I call Dashin Bo. If a person makes himself like a Midbar that everyone tramples all over him, Torah Nitna Lo B'Matana. Then the Torah is given to him as a Matana. V'Kimish Nitna Lo B'Matana Nachlo Kel. Then his nachla, his inheritance, is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he's going to be raised to a position of prominence. But if he becomes a balgaiva, if he takes too much pride in his new position of prominence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpila, then Hashem is going to lower him. But if he does tshuva and he becomes humble again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo, Hashem will lift him up. Shnemar Kol Gei say. Amravuna Maidh Siv Chayaska Yashu Batachin Bitavaskalani Alkim. Im Adam Esamatsmak Chayazusha Doreses Vachelas. If a person makes himself like a chaya that's Dores Vyokha, that tramples on his food, pounces on his food, and then eats it, Vikada Amrisha Masrechas Vachelas. And some say like a chaya that's Masrechas Vachelas, not that tramples on the food, but that makes the food smelly and eats it. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Rashi has two pshatim, but the second one is, so restless for chalas means right away after he kills it, he eats it right away. So to a Talmud Chacham, right after he learns something, should right away chazer. Right after you learn something, there should be an immediate chazara seder to make it more concrete in one's mind, to make it more substantial. Misrachas v'chelas is menaval atzmo al divrei Torah, to make himself lowly about divrei Torah, to lower himself for the sake of divrei Torah. Then Talmud miskayim biyado v'im lav, ein Talmud miskayim biyado v'im osa kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lo su'uda ba'at. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a special su'udah for him. So mentioned before, forgot to point out, the Gemara said that Ein Kol Uma V'Lashon Shalatas Ben. And the Gemara says when the luchos were broken, it's because the luchos were broken that the umos have the ability to be sholet on Klal Yisrael. Had the luchos never been broken, so not only would we never have forgotten Torah Beis Halevi, has a beautiful drasha about that, there never would have been amelus, that the original luchos had everything, but also there never would have been the umos, never would have been sholet on Klal Yisrael. So there's a beautiful Meshech Chachma in Parshas Va'eschanan where the Meshech Chachma says that explains the difference between the Dibros Rishonos in Parshas Yisro and Dibros Achronos in Parshas Va'eschanan on the love of Lo Sachmur. In the first Aseret Dibros in Yisro, it says Lo Sachmur Beis Re'echa Va'avdo Va'amaso V'shoru V'chamoru V'kol Asher L'Re'echa, but it doesn't say anything about the field of your friend. In the Dibros Shnios, it says his field as well, that you shouldn't be chomed his field either. So the Meshech Chachma explains, in the Rishonos, the Luchos weren't broken, there's no Shibud Malchios, and therefore Yovel was Noheg, and Mele, a person buys a field, it's only a Kinyan Lizman when you buy a field, because Yovel is going to be Noheg, we're going to be in charge of Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to have all the Dinim of Eretz Yisrael, and the Umos aren't going to have any say on it. So we'll be able to observe Yovel, so by 50 years, this week's parsha, Yovel. So at the end of 50 years, so the field is always going to go back. So So any purchase of a field is like kinyan peiros, and you're never buying the field itself. So there's no difference between buying a field and buying a metaltum. So the Torah doesn't have to make a special mention of a field, of being chomid a field, because being chomid a field is the same as being chomid kolash al reyacha. But in dibros rishonos, which were given after nishtab ruluchos rishonos, where there's shibud malchios, and therefore batal a yovel, so now when a person buys a field from his friend, he buys it liolam, he gets to keep it forever, even after yovel, and the person who loses it forever. So that's why the Torah has to give a special, now it became a new, it's a separate entity, to be chomid someone else's field, because that's a kinyan liolam, that's something that he's going to have forever, and that's why in dibros shnios, it's mentioned separately. An interesting ha'ara, the Meshech Chachma. Okay, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Yochum, my dichsiv no certain yochel pirya. The one who guards over the figs is going to eat its fruits. Lama nimshlu divrei Torah k'teina. Why is divrei Torah compared to a teina? Ma teina zu. Just like a fig tree. Whenever you go to a fig tree, you'll always find a new fig there. It's always growing new figs. So too, after Ritor calls Manshad Mahogaban, Motziban Tam. So too, any time a person is involved in learning, he's always going to find something new. He's always going to find a chiddush. He's always going to find a pleasant flavor in the Torah. The Chavetz Chaim writes that a person should not think, well, what am I going to be able to figure out in the sugya? There have been gedolim learning these sugyas for centuries. So whatever there is to find, they found it already. Now, every Jew has a chelik in Torah, and you're always going to be able to find something new. That's part of the beauty of Torah. Amar Shobar Nachmeni, Ma'idich Siv Ayelas Ha'avim V'Yalas Chayin, Lomanim Shul Divrei Torah La'Ayelas. Why is the Divrei Torah compared to this type of animal? So, Lomar Lecha Ma'ayela Rachmat Sar, just like it has a narrow womb, V'chaviv Al Bo'ala, Kol Shavisha Kishar Rishonah, and therefore it's always like a basula to the one who is boel it. Av Divrei Torah Chaviv Nalamdeim Kol Shav. So to Divrei Torah, it's chaviv to those who learn it every moment, like it's the first moment, like it's our first experience with Torah. Gives a certain chen for those who learn Torah. The Torah gives a person a certain sense of grace. Why is Divrei Torah like a breast? Just like a baby, every time he finds milk there, so to Divrei Torah, every time a person goes over his learning, he's always going to find something new in his learning. Kigon Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Amar Lav Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Yoshi Vasuk B'Torah B'Shuk HaTachlon Shel Tzipori, V'Sadino Mutal B'Shuk HaElyon Shel Tzipori. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas was so engrossed in his Torah that he forgot his cloak. He'd be learning in the Shuk HaTachlon, and he left his cloak up in the Shuk HaElyon of Tzipori, and he didn't even realize. Amar Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar, Pamachas Ba'adam Litlo Matzo Bosaraf. One time a person went to take it, and he found that there was a scorpion in there, so it saved his life, the fact that he forgot it. Tanu de Beravanan, Maiduch Siv, Rochve Asonos, Tschoros, Yoshe Amid Amadin, Vaholche Aldarach Shicho, Rochve Asonos, Eli Tamidich Ham Shamachim, Eirli Irim, Medina, Medina, Lilma Torah. That's a reference to Tamidich Hamim, who travel around all the time, go from city to city, go all over the place, Medina to Medina, in order to teach Torah. It's a very big taiva a person has when they're asked to teach Torah in different places to say, I'm too tired, I don't want to go. It's a special schar for Tamidich Hamim who make themselves available to go around to different communities and teach Torah in different places and allow other and share Torah as much as possible. Tzachoros means that they make Torah clear, that it's like a broad daylight, that they're able to clarify the Torah. That they're able to be done dinemes lamito. Tells us in a few places in Shas, discussed in Sanhedrin, elsewhere, discusses what's the difference between din emes versus din emes la'amito. So maybe that din emes la'amito means that it's satisfying to everybody also, that everyone recognizes that it's emes, not just that it's emes. Could be din emes la'amito means that sometimes something is a din emes based on the information one is given, but a person has to be smart enough to know that not all the information that's given is necessarily all the information you need to pass on the shayla. Sometimes you need to ask further, you need to ask follow-up questions, you need to clarify things, or if you see that something is off, that someone maybe they gave you the information, but they may be lying, so you need to question people further to really get la'amit, Shita. We have to find the actual MS. V'holchei elu b'al mikra, al derech elu b'al mishnah, sicho elu b'al talmud. People are in mikra, mishnah, and talmud. Shekol sichos and divrei Torah. Amrav shizmi m'shumar b'lozim and azayim. Ma'iduch ziv, lo yachroch rumi atzido, lo yichye v'lo yarech yamim, tzayid haramai. What's a tzayid haramai who's not going to live, who's not going to have a richus yam? Rashi says, shemar b'begir savinim achaz aleha. Again, it's someone who learns a lot, but doesn't review. Person learns a lot, doesn't review, so he's not going to he's not going to live out of a richus yamim, the Gemara says. Rav Shesh Samar Tzayid Aramayi Yachroch, that Rav Shesh says it's not that such a person is on a Ramayi, Rashi points out, he's a Shota, that he's going to, it's not going to, the Tzayid Aramayi means it's a reference to a positive thing, someone who's clever in the way that he traps his Torah, in the way that he tries to remember his Torah, so he's going to be able to have what to cook, he's going to have what to work with in his Torah. It's like a trapper of birds who traps several birds. If after he traps each bird, he breaks its wings, so then he'll be able to keep each bird. The bird's not going anywhere. But if he just tries to trap more, then he doesn't have time to break the wings because he's got to trap another bird. So while he's trapping the next bird, the first one's going to fly away. So it's never going to be mishtamer. He's never going to be able to keep it. Amar, what is it? Amar Rava. Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna. Maiduch Siv. What does the pasuk teach us when it says, "Hon may hevel yimat v'kovi tal yad yirbe"? Im osa adam tarasu chavilos mismait. If a person tries to take in bundles and bundles of Torah at once, so then mismait, it's going to become less. Vim lav kovi tal yad yirbe. But if he takes in a little bit at a time, so then he's going to gather together slowly but surely. It's going to add up. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabbanan Lahamil Sava Avriela. So Rava says, all the Rabbanan know this. Everyone knows that you're supposed to learn little by little, try to commit it to memory, and then learn Vaiter, and yet everyone violates it. All the Rabbanan, they just can't help themselves. There's more Torah out there, they just want to chop more. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Naved Tavakayim Biyadai. He says, well, I had the discipline to do it, and it worked. I'm able to retain my Torah because I learned it the right way. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. So this price, again, this is the Ramam and the Akdamah to the Perish Mishnais. Quotes this brisa as the way of when he starts to describe the Mesorah of Torah, of Torah, how Torah was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu to our generation. The Rambam goes beyond this brisa and explains how future generations had it, but this is the very beginning, how Torah was originally taught to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Laman Mipi Agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron Veshanu Moshe Pirko. So then Aaron HaKohen comes in and Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Aaron everything that he had learned. Nistalik Aaron V'yashav L'smol Moshe. So Aaron then goes after he learns from Moshe and he sits on Moshe's left side. Nichnasu Bana V'shanu L'en Moshe Pirkan. Then Aaron's sons came in and Moshe Rabbeinu says the shir over again. Nistalku Banav Elazar Yashav L'yamin Moshe V'yisam L'smol Aaron. And then the sons would go, one of the Elazar would sit to the right of Moshe, Yisamar to the left of Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda Amar L'yolam Aaron L'yamin Moshe Chazar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Aaron would jump over to the right side of Moshe. Nichnasu Zekenim V'shanu L'en Moshe Pirkan. Then the Zekenim would come in and Moshe would say the shir over again. Nistalku Zekenim Nichnasu Kala'am. Then the Zekanim would move out of the way so that everyone else could come in, and again Moshe Rabbeinu would say over the shear. Nimtzu biyad Aaron arba. So at that point, Aaron had heard over the shear four times from Moshe Rabbeinu. Biyad banav shlosha. Aaron's sons had heard it over three times. Biyad Zekanim shnayim. Zekanim twice. And biyad kalam echad. And everybody else heard it only once. Nistalik Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu would step down. Vishanalen Aaron pirko. And Aaron would say over the shear. Nistalik Aaron. Shanalen banav pirkan. Then Aaron would step down, and his children would say over the shear. Nistalku banav shanulam zekanim pirkan, and the zekanim would say it over. Nimtzu biyad kol arba'a, and therefore it turned out at the end of the day, everyone heard it four times. Mikan amar blazer chayav adam lushos talmidim arba'a pamim. A person should always teach his talmidim four times. Not as Stipler points out in all of his letters that four times is not the amount of time you need to chazan in order to remember, in order to four times just to understand, just to have a basic understanding of what's going on. So four is the key number. Just to have the basic understanding. The Kavu Chomer, Uma Aron Shalom Pi Moshe Pi Agvura Kach Hediot Pi Hediot Alachas Kama V'Kama. If this comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Ribon Shalom himself, and still we need four times to understand it. So someone who hears just Stam from a regular guy, all the more so we need the Chazara just to be able to understand it. Rabbi Kiva Minayin Shchayvad Mashanas Talmid Vat Shilam Denu. How do I know that when a person is a Rebbe, he's got to teach it over to, he has to keep on teaching it to his students until the student learns it. Shnamar v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach who you're teaching. You can't. It's not I said over this Torah. It's not about what you said over. It's about what people heard. If people heard the Torah, then it's good. Then you did your job. If no one was able to understand the Torah, then it doesn't matter what you said over. Uminayin atchetei sedur b'fiyam. How do I know that it has to be fluent in their mouths? Shnamar asima b'fiyam. You have to come up with a way. A teacher has to come up with a way to make it clear that they should be able to say what they learned today. They should be able to, when the child comes home, what did you learn today? He should be able to know. He should be able to answer, what did he learn today? Uminayin shechayiv laharos l'opanim. And how do I know that you have to give him a lot of attention? Why this method of Mesorah, of the Aaron saying the Shir, and then the sons, and then the Zekanim? Why does Moshe just say it over? Everyone has to feel like they're participating in the process. We have to give cover to everybody. Why is it that everyone has to hear it once from Moshe? Couldn't Moshe just teach it to Aaron, who would turn around and teach it to his sons, who would turn around and teach it to the Zekanim, etc.? So it says Gemara, Kim the Moshe Pia Gvura Gamar, Mistayem Milsei. No, Moshe did get it from the Ribbono Shalom. So we do what everyone should have, that connection, that bridge to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lol Mar only Yamin Moshe Chazer. So he said that Rabbi Yehuda says that Aaron went to the right side of Moshe. So Kaman Azahat Tanya. So according to whose opinion is the following brisa? Shlosh Shoy Malchim Bederach. When you have three people traveling the road, Harav BeEmtza VeGadol BeYamino VeKatan BeSmolo. The Rebbe is in the middle, and the greater of the Talmidim is on the right, and the lesser one is on the left. So Leim Rabbi Yehuda Vlo Rabbanon. Sounds like it goes like Rabbi Yehuda that Aaron would go to Yamin Moshe. Says Gemara Afilu Teim Rabbanon Mishum Tircha Da Aaron. No, you could even say it's going like the Rabbanon, but because of the Tircha Da Aaron, the Rabbanon didn't think they wanted to make him jump over from the left side to the right side when Aaron's sons came to sit on in their row. Okay, tomorrow we'll get to the Rabbi Prey the Gemara, learning 400 times, teaching the student 400 times, 800 times. Okay, should I ask?